From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has told the Financial Times if China isn't going to solve the problem of North Korea, quote, we will. Mr. Trump insisted China has great influence over Pyongyang. His comments come ahead of his first summit with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping in Florida this week. They were echoed by U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley on U.S. television Sunday.
No longer take the excuses from China that they're concerned too. They need to show us how concerned they are. They need to put pressure on North Korea. The only country that can stop North Korea is China, and they know that. And I think that you saw when Secretary Tillerson went to Beijing, that was a way of putting pressure. You're going to see President Trump meet with President Xi, and a lot of conversation, and the most important conversation will be how we're going to be dealing with the nonproliferation of North Korea.
Korea Economic Institute analyst Troy Stangeron said the Trump administration may be preparing new sanctions that could affect Chinese firms.
I think what he's talking about is we have secondary sanctions in place which would allow us to take and go after Chinese banks and businesses which are doing business with North Korea and helping to facilitate not just trade with North Korea, but also its acquisition of the parts and material it needs to build its nuclear weapons and missile program.
Recent satellite images suggest the North may be preparing another nuclear test. South Africa's Parliament Speaker Baleka Mbete Sunday said she's considering a request from opposition parties to hold a no-confidence vote against President Jacob Zuma.
Given the seriousness inherent in the motions of no confidence and their implications on the nation, I have therefore decided to cut my working trip to Bangladesh to ensure that these requests are given the appropriate consideration.
Mr. Zuma's administration has been plagued by charges of mismanagement and corruption. This is VOA News. In southern Colombia, more than 250 are known to have died after heavy rains caused three rivers that surround the town of Mocoa to overflow and surge through the town of some 40,000 residents late Friday, carrying along boulders and mud. Hundreds were injured or are missing. Search and rescue teams have been seeking the survivors. President Juan Manuel Santos, who toured the town, declared it a disaster zone. In Ecuador's runoff presidential election, leftist candidate Lenin Moreno appears to have won a narrow victory over his conservative rival, businessman Guillermo Lasso, to succeed Rafael Correa, who did not seek re-election. Mark Jones is a regional analyst with Rice University.
I think all the polls have shown there would be a close race. However, I think there was a belief that in the end, Lenin Moreno would win on election night with at least a 5 or 6% margin.
That margin closer with about 2 percentage points separate in the candidates. Lasso has alleged fraud and demanded a recount. The outcome appears to have halted a shift to the political center-right in the Latin American region following elections in Argentina, Peru, and Brazil. Conservative Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić won Serbia's presidential ballot Sunday by a wide margin. He said it was important this election demonstrate that a large majority of Serbs favor the continuation of the European path while maintaining close ties to both China and Russia. Mr. Vučić avoiding a runoff by taking 55% of the vote. In Armenia, President Serzh Sarkisian's ruling Republican Party led in elections with partial results showing gathering more than 53% of Sunday's vote, double what the opposition Tsarukyan alliance had. Mr. Sarkisian has been president since 2008. The Uruguayan Navy said it's losing hope of finding any survivors from the 22 crew members of a South Korean ore carrier that are still missing after the vessel sank in the South Atlantic Friday, some 3,700 kilometers from shore. Two Filipino crewmen were rescued aboard a raft on Saturday. The ship was en route to China from Brazil when it sent out a distress signal. Japanese manufacturers are upbeat. That's the assessment of the latest Tankan Quarterly Report on business confidence released Monday. The survey's findings are seen as a sign that improved exports are underpinning growth in the world's third largest economy. It showed that both factory output and inflation picked up in the year's first quarter while unemployment dipped. The two North American Major League Baseball season officially got underway Sunday with three games. Among the losers, the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, who dropped their season opener to the St. Louis Cardinals 4-3. That's the beginning of the North American Major League Baseball season. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.